Stuart, this is Bert from the Caltech Geology Lab, and this is Mrs. Petrescu from downstairs.
Nice to meet you.
Hello.
Hey.
So, what did I miss?
Well, we watched Sheldon try to open a bottle for 15 minutes.
15 minutes can save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Anybody else coming to this thing?
What's your name?
Jeff.
Hey.
My favorite part is your shower scene.
Been hearing that a lot today.
I even have a screen grab on my phone.
Yep, there they are.
Okay, let's keep it moving.
Here you go.
Should have punched that guy.
Huh? Go ahead. He's right over there.
Why do you do that? Can't you let me have my moment?
Hello?
Hi. I like your movies.
Thank you.
I saw both of them.
I assume we're still talking about the movies, but after today, who knows?
You think I could get a picture of us?
Oh, sure.
And could you be giving me a kiss?
No, she cannot kiss you. What is wrong with you people?
No,
it's not okay.
Who are you?
I'm her husband.
No, you're not.
I am.
Yeah, he really is.
No.
It's got a rear view camera. There's a DVD player. Oh, and check this out. It's like we're living in the future.
Hey, show the trunk. Show the trunk.
Imagine this. You've got the baby in one hand, groceries in the other, and you're thinking, how am I gonna open this trunk?
I'm probably thinking, where's my husband and why isn't he helping me?
You don't need my help when you can open the trunk with a simple kick of the foot.
No, it's a gentle kick, you're doing it wrong.
Here, give me those.
Yeah, maybe it was more of a circle?
It's weird that guy thought you were a couple.
Yes! Yes! See? Easy. Look at all this cargo space. Yep. We'll get the crib out and you can take it for a test drive. I'm telling you, this van is gonna be...
Yeah! Oh, is it your back? Oh,
yeah. Oh. Anyway, let's just get in and see if the GPS can take us to the nearest emergency room. So, until Amy's apartment is fixed, she and I are living here together.
I lived with my old girlfriend. She was a geologist, too.
Things didn't work out?
I came home from work one day, and she had taken everything. I'm warning you, hide your good rocks.
My sister's husband took all her things, too. Story at 11.
Really, no one else is coming?
This is it. You are the practice round.
Practice round for what?
No, he just means that you were the first people we thought of.
You know, exactly. We've never thrown a brunch before, and I wanted to work out all the kinks.
So I'm like a lab rat before your real friends come over?
Hmm. You see, your words sound reasonable, but your face looks angry. Help me out here. This is not where I shine.
Stuart, you know you're one of our favorite people.
Okay, now see, you look sincere, but your words are completely false. Glad we did this test run. These brunches are wild.
But how did you get her to go out with you?
Well, she moved in across the hall.
They started to slowly wear me down.
Mm-hmm. Like a river carves a canyon.
Yeah, except the river kept showing me his Pokemon cards.
Where'd he go?
Hang on, this guy's telling me how he got the serial apist girl to marry him.
This guy? But he's wearing a change maker.
I think it's hot.
That's right. I'm her change daddy.
What was I thinking?
While the witches are not a lifting people, we tip the lifting people.
Do we really have to sit for hours in the emergency room? They're just gonna give you ice and Advil like last time.
You're gonna feel terrible when I'm in a wheelchair. Which, by the way, would fit easily in the back of this award-winning minivan.
Fine, we'll go to the ER. Just stop selling me on the van.
You're right. It sells itself.
You have to admit, it's a pretty smooth ride.
I was hoping it'd be quieter.
If childbirth is half this bad, you are so screwed! Are we there yet?
Soon.
Why is it taking so long?
Howard, look at the DVD screen. I put on Batman the Animated Series, your favorite.
I'm in too much pain to watch Carson. Oh, this is a good one.
I've been babysitting him way longer than you have.
Fine, I'll buy this stupid van.
This is the best blintz I've ever had.
Oh, thank you.
It almost makes up for the incredibly awkward turn things took earlier.
You know what? I think I'm just gonna go.
No, Stuart, don't.
No, I consider you and Sheldon like my family, and I'm not even sure you think of me as a friend. You have any idea how that feels?
We're so sorry.
I'm always the last one anybody thinks of.
Well, no, that's not true. Sometimes it's Kuthra Polly. But we're not supposed to say that because he's a minority.
Bye.
No, Stuart, wait. I do know what it feels like to be left out.
I know how it feels too.
All right, this is about me and him. You're not part of it. Stuart, perhaps we do take you for granted, and that is not acceptable. Please know that you truly are a valuable member of our social group.
Thank you.
Now, in fact, I'd like to propose a toast. To Stuart, a fine man, a good friend, and a wonderful guest.
Hear, hear.
Cheers.
Cheers. Film before a live studio audience.
And that is how a short asthmatic scientist landed a stone cold fox.
Whoa. I didn't know you could propose to the same person so many times.
The third time I did it in skywriting, but she never looked up.
You know, once I proposed to him.
Yeah, I said no.
Why?
I just wanted to make her work for it.
No, that's gonna cost you later.
Hang on, is she just with you because you're rich?
But she makes more money than I do.
What? Who are you?
Do you know what else I love about you? Hmm? Your handwriting is impeccable.
Thank you for noticing.
No, I mean it. I mean, it's like you have the soul of a label maker.
You know what I love about you? Hmm. You never leave the house without a paperclip.
And you never know when two pieces of paper might temporarily need fastening in the top left corner.
You never use swear words.
You know, it turns out, you can hurt people just as well without them.
Maybe I can get a little help putting some of this stuff away?
Oh, but you calm down. I already put away five of these. You see? No muss, no fuss, not a single cuss.